Hi, thank you for calling the Depo Provera hotline. This is Carolina on a recorded line. What was the name of the person you were transferring?
Yes, her name is Kalika. That's spelled K-A-L-E-K-A. Last name Bivens.
Okay, perfect. And can you confirm her phone number as well?
Yeah, it's 404-660-6534.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. I could take it from here.
Thank you.
Hi, Kalika. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. Again, this is Carolina on a recorded line. Would you like to see if you met the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. And did you already have an attorney assisting you with this, or have you signed any paperwork?
No.
Okay. Sounds great. Okay. Now, if you don't mind me asking, were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Yeah, and I'm so sorry to hear. Do you know when it was that you were diagnosed?
It was November 14th of 2008.
Okay, November 14th of 2008. And are you a resident of the United States as well?
Yes.
Okay. Great, and what was your date of birth?
6/24/80.
Okay. Again, that was 6/24/1980. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And do you know anyone else who was injured by the Depo Provera shots?
No.
No worries. Do you know if it was Depo Provera that you were taking, the name brand?
Yes.
Okay. And did you use it for at least 1 year, equivalent to at least 4 injections?
Yes.
Okay. No worries. Now, Kalika, do you remember when you started using it?
It was July 2008.
Okay. So you you were diagnosed the same year that you started using it?
I'm sorry. July 2000. My dad is calling my phone. My mom has dementia, and he's calling my phone because he needs me to bring over her medication, so I had to swipe him over because the phone is ringing. I'm sorry. I picked up a prescription. So I started around July 2004. I'm sorry. I stopped in 2008.
Okay. Okay. And then you said you started in 2008. Was that around the same time that you were diagnosed?
Yeah. So, no, I started around July of 2004. Mm-hmm. I stopped taking it of 2008, around like the last week of October.
Okay. Okay. And can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Okay, and then I know the gentleman did spell out your name for me. I have K-A-L-E-K-A, last name B-I-V-E-N-S. Is that right?
No, ma'am. It's B-I-V-I-N-S.
Okay. So, again, that was Kalika, K-A-L-E-K-A, and then last name Bivens, B-I-V as in Victor, I-N as in Nancy, S.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And Kalika, what was your middle name? Do you have one?
Oh, yes.
Okay. You said the letter O?
Yes.
Okay. And what was your social?
259-356712.
Okay, again, I have 259-356712.
Yes.
Okay, and then I have your email as nungirl1121 at gmail.com and phone number 404-660-6534. Is that all correct?
Yes.
Perfect. And what was the address?
711 Fayetteville Road, apartment 514, Atlanta, Georgia, 30316.
Okay. And what was the name of the street? You said Fairview?
Fayetteville.
Okay, so I have 711 Fayetteville Road, Southeast Atlanta, Georgia, 30316. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, and then I heard you say apartment 514. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, perfect. Okay, now do you remember the doctor that diagnosed you?
Rebecca I'm sorry, like my primary doctor. Mm-hmm. Yes, his name was Dr. Matthew Gary.
Okay, I did see a Matthew Gary based out there in Brookhaven, Georgia. Is this the one?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay, just one second while I transfer his information. And what hospital or clinic was it that you were diagnosed at?
Well, the hospital, it was Midtown Emory.
Emory Hospital, and this was in Brookhaven as well?
No, that's Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay. Oh, I did see it. I'm sorry about that. Emory University Hospital, and that's on Clifton Road in Atlanta.
That's it's Emory University Hospital, Midtown, 55 P Street.
Okay, let's see here.
P Street.
Oh,
Street.
I see. Emory University Hospital, Midtown, and then that's on Peachtree Street in Atlanta, Georgia.
Atlanta, Georgia, yes.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. And do you know if you've been diagnosed with any cancers or anything similar before the meningioma diagnosis?
No, ma'am.
Okay. No, that is really good to hear. How about the medical records? Do you have those on hand?
I can request them from the hospital.
Okay. So the hospital would have them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No worries. Okay, now we do request an emergency contact just in case we can't reach you for an extended period. Do you have anyone that comes to mind?
404-542-542-6699.
Okay, perfect. And what was the first and last name of this person?
Malai. You can put Shan Malai.
Okay. Okay, and what was the relationship?
Friend.
A friend. Okay, now it does ask for an address. Do you have one, or I could put yours?
You can put mine. So I don't
okay.
have an address.
No worries. Same thing for email. Do you know their email, or do you want me to put yours as well?
Yeah, you can put mine.
Okay. Okay, great. So what I am going to do now is I'm going to draft a DocuSign. Are you familiar with DocuSign at all?
No, ma'am.
No worries. So what this DocuSign is for is it's just giving the attorneys your consent to go ahead and pull those medical records. If you do have any issues signing, I'd be more than happy to stay on the line and help you through that. Just one second while I draft this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, do you want this sent to your email, your text messages? Do you have a preference?
It could be my text message while I have you on the phone.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. Again, the phone number was 404-660-6534.
Yes.
Okay. Now, while I have you on the line, before I send it, I do want to verify some information on here. Again, I have your name, K-A-L-E-K-A, middle name O, Bivins, B-I-V-I-N-S, and then I have address is 711 in Fayetteville Road, Southeast, Department 514, and that's in Atlanta, Georgia. I have your date of birth as June 24th of 1980, and then your social is 259-356712. Is that all correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, I just sent that through. You can let me know when you do receive it, and then you just click on that link. Again, if you have any issues, I'd be more than happy to help.
What I'm doing is just signing?
Yeah, it's just tapping on the yellow field. Just follow the yellow brick road, and anywhere where it's yellow that says continue or start, just pressing those until it says finish.
So do I just hit next every time?
Yeah, so it'll just
or
have
do I hit yellow box?
Yeah, those little yellow boxes are those signature fields. Once you do, tap on those and have your name on there,
okay.
Yeah, you just
got it. Okay. I hit continue.
Yes.
Okay. I think I done. Is it finished?
Okay, let me see on my end. I did just receive that. Perfect. So then the attorneys, Kalika, they will reach out shortly once they do receive the paperwork. I know it does take at least 48 hours for them to get you into their system. Once they do, obviously they're going to reach out, verify some information. It should be a short call. Besides that, do you have any questions for me?
No, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you so much for your time, Kalika. I hope you have a great day, okay?
Thank you.